It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Friday afternoon. That means it's time to talk to Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how are you doing this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing very well also, and I understand that you are going to be at an event in Raleigh this afternoon. Can you tell us about that to start off?
Sure, yeah. I'm on my way to Raleigh for a Pride celebration at the Executive Mansion that Governor Cooper is hosting. I'm looking forward to seeing some friends there and folks from all over the state who will be visiting to help the governor celebrate as we wrap up Pride Month.
Just out of curiosity, what does a celebration at the governor's mansion on a Friday afternoon look like? What, you know, what's on tap?
That's a good question. I think a lot of it will be just networking and seeing some familiar faces from local governments and other parts of state government from around the state. These will be elected officials and leaders from advocacy groups and others and communities from really all over. So that'll be the primary purpose of it is to see each other, meet with each other, talk with each other about what's been going on in state government around LGBTQ issues lately, and also get a chance to hear from the governor.
Excellent. You don't anticipate there being a DJ?
I've never had a DJ, seen a DJ at the mansion before, but you never know.
We were talking to Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, and since we last spoke, the budget became official. Were there any changes in the budget from what we'd talked about previously?
That's right. We did adopt the town budget for the next fiscal year this past Tuesday. There weren't any significant changes. I think there may have been one small tweak to move some funds from one pot to another to help us complete some of our cemetery improvements in town, or at least get a start on those. But other than that, it's the budget that that the manager released a couple weeks ago and that we've heard from the community about over the last several weeks. So excited to get that done. I know our town staff and the town manager are very glad to have that one in their pocket.
I'm sure. There was also some discussion about OWASA rates, which are going up pretty substantially. What's kind of the tenor amongst the council about that?
Yeah, we received just an annual update from our OWASA board representatives also on Tuesday night at the council meeting. As OWASA has announced previously, they are planning to increase rates pretty significantly in the coming year. This is to deal with some significant capital expenses they have coming up. But also, it's in a way, it's really to play some catch-up. You know, during the pandemic, as folks will remember, OWASA suspended rate increases during that period and, you know, to make sure that they were focusing on keeping people with access to water and not adding to people's expenses and so on. But I think they're finding that they need to play some catch-up on, especially given that they are going to be investing in some pretty major improvements to water treatment and other infrastructure.
That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, who's joining us this afternoon on News on the Hill from the phone as he's on his way to an event at the governor's mansion. We also have a big announcement that came down late last night where Chapel Hill's getting something like $1 million to work on the connectivity of their greenways. And I have to imagine that that also affects Carrboro, as the greenways in Chapel Hill frequently do and more frequently should connect with the greenways in Carrboro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is one of those examples where what's good for Chapel Hill is good for Carrboro and vice versa. Yeah, it's really great news for the town of Chapel Hill. They are receiving this large grant award called a RAISE grant from USDOT. I was happy to provide a letter of support for that project. It's called the Everywhere to Everywhere Greenways Initiative in Chapel Hill. And this grant award will allow them to start doing some feasibility studies and public outreach and engagement and do some initial design work on getting their full network of greenways connected to each other throughout the town so that people can get around easier.
Excellent. You know, we always like to talk about multimodal transportation and bike safety. So it's definitely good to see that much of an investment going into potentially expanding multimodal transportation in this community for sure. Another thing that we haven't actually talked about a lot that's a pretty common topic of discussion between the two of us is the 203 South Greensboro project, and that's actually come a long way since the last time we mentioned it. Where are we right now in that process?
Yeah, I believe we'll be getting an update about the South Greensboro sidewalk in our upcoming council meeting. The delay most recently for that project has been the discovery by the engineers of some underground utility lines that date back, I'm sure, many, many decades. And as I think you probably know, both in both Chapel Hill and Carrboro, there are utilities underground that have been there a long time that nobody was really keeping track of, at least in the same way that we do with modern day utilities. So when you discover those kinds of things underground, when you're planning a sidewalk or a new road or what have you, you have to do some more engineering and design work to work around it. So they're going to be, we're going to be, I think, allocating some additional funds to relocate some of those utilities so that we can get that project, that sidewalk project, started soon.
Definitely be good news. The last couple of times I've driven down South Greensboro, imagining sidewalks on that street is sort of transformative for that part of town because it's such a short trip to downtown, but it's really not very walkable as it stands right now.
That's right. It's going to be a major improvement to downtown, especially for the neighborhoods right there along South Greensboro. And, you know, we were talking about greenways earlier. This is a great opportunity to remind folks in Carrboro and visitors that there is a greenway connection to that part of town, to the South Green development that goes through the Roberson Square neighborhood. But I think a lot of people don't sort of realize it's there. It's a little hidden behind that neighborhood. But it's a great alternative to taking the risk of walking along South Greensboro Street.
We are just about out of time. I have one other question, and then I'll turn it over to you for anything you want to mention. But I just learned that coming up this Sunday at the Hope Renovations event that's going to be at 502 North Greensboro Street near Shelton Station, one of the things that's happening at that event is a local celebrity dunk tank. And I just learned that you are one of the local celebrities that folks can be attempting to dunk. Are you prepared for that, and do you have any dunk tank experience?
I do have some limited dunk tank experience. In fact, I think one of the first times I did that was shortly after I was first elected back in 2013. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure there are more than a handful of people out there who would love an opportunity to sink me in a dunk tank at some point. So here's your chance. Come out. It's Sunday afternoon, as you said, at the Hope Renovations workshop on North Greensboro Street. It's free admission. You just they ask people to RSVP online just so they can plan ahead for who's going to be there, and raising money for Hope Renovations, which is a great organization supporting women who are looking to go into the trades.
That's the voice of Damon.
And I will be in the dunk tank at 3 o'clock for people who want to try their hand at it.
3 o'clock even. Now we know the exact time. That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I'll just mention a plug for the Freight Train Blues series, which wraps up tonight on the Town Commons. It looks like the weather might just cooperate, which is pretty shocking given the rainy week we've had. But yeah, I hope folks will come out for that and then come out to the Hope Renovations open house on Sunday.
Thank you so much for making the time. Look forward to talking again next week.
Have a great weekend.